Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us on another episode of Live with Joe. My name is Josh, and always honored to be here with you here today, Joe.
Thank you, Josh.
So we're excited to be able to join you guys again on the podcast. And Joe, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about one nasty four-letter word called fear. As a parent, especially a parent, you've dealt with this. Kids are afraid, thunderstorm at night, yeah. You know, some noise in the dark, you know. They won't leave the light. They want all the lights left on. And I grew up where all the lights were off at night, so yeah. I'm very different. And so we've all dealt with it, and sometimes even as an adult. You know, fear is a thing of the devil. It's the opposite of faith. Without faith, you don't please God. Without faith, you can't resist the devil. But fear is the opposite of that. And you're afraid of what might happen, what could happen, yeah. What should happen. Or what? No, you don't do that. So the Bible says this, you know, you got to work on building your faith up. And the only way you can do that is the Word of God. Faith comes from one place, the Word of God. So you got to read your Bible every now and then. You got to read a proverb or a psalm or something. Build up yourself in your most holy faith.
Yeah.
Praying in the Holy Spirit, you know, walking in the love of God. So lots of ways to do this. So as a parent, I knew it because I had six kids that grew up and got out and all went through college and got married. But there were times, even when they were older, where fear tried to come on them.
Yeah.
And so I said, listen, there's only one way you get rid of fear. You got to understand what it is, where it comes from. And so years ago, I don't know if it's on the website anymore, but had all these scriptures on fear that we went through. And so I want to take just about 2 or 3 minutes, just give you a kind of an overview of what I used to do, because I kept them printed out. So I remember the time I'd maybe go to my kids' bedroom late at night, or about me after they were out of the house in college, have to go by and visit with them, and they're concerned about this, or a scholarship thing, or a boyfriend breakup, or maybe something bad from the doctors. Listen, the devil will always make a run at you. Till Jesus comes, the devil will make a run at you.
Yeah.
He does not play fair. He cheats. He lies. He steals. He's a liar. And so the only way you resist that is by faith. And what is that? You need to believe what God said.
Yeah.
And so we had this. So I've got this printed out. So this is just, I'm just going to read the highlights. These are all scriptures. Most of these are the Proverbs here when I'm going to start. Proverbs 1:7. The fear of God is the beginning of knowledge.
Yeah.
What is it? Well, you don't know. You're afraid of something that doesn't even exist. What do you need? You need to have the fear of God. So I pray this every morning. I prayed it this morning. I prayed tonight. Father, I give you permission. Teach my children to fear you.
Yeah.
Psalm 34:11. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. Greatest prayer you'll ever pray for your children. Whether they're adults or still live at home. Father, I give you permission. Teach my children to fear you. Well, just give you a few of these right here. 1 John 4:18. Perfect love casts out fear. Oh, that's good. Proverbs 1:29. You choose to fear God. It's a choice.
Yeah.
I think I'll fear God. Proverbs 9:10. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 10:27. The fear of God prolongs days. What's the fear of God going to do? Make you live a long time?
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I want to live a long time. What I do? You need to fear God? Well, that's real good. Proverbs 14:26. The fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence. I want a confident kid. Well, you need to fear God. If you don't fear God, you're arrogant. And pride goes before a fall. And I don't want to see you scoop dirt with your lower lip and get embarrassed. So you need to fear God. Proverbs 19:23, the fear of God leads to life. Proverbs 22:4, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. What do you want, riches, honor, and life? How do you do that? You need to fear God.
Yeah.
I want my kids to live a long time, be filthy, stinking rich, and take care of their parents. I want you to fear God. So it's very important. It is the only thing I pray every day for my kids, twice. Teach my children to fear you. Why? A lot of stuff comes with that.
Yes.
I give you this, Proverbs 29:25. The fear of man brings a snare. So if you're not fearing God, you're fearing somebody's flesh. And that won't go good.
Yeah.
I give you these. Matthew 8. Why are you fearful, O you little faith? Now, this is Jesus talking. Why are you fearful? He used to do fear not. You read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Jesus said constantly, fear not, fear not, fear not. Fear. Who's that? That's God. He came to planet in the flesh. He said, fear not, over and over. It's like, why? Because it's a weapon of the devil. He's trying to make you afraid. Ooh, that's good. I like this, Hebrews 13:6. The Lord is my helper, so I have no fear. Why? I got God on my side. What's going on? I don't know, but God's going to work it out to my good. What happened? Well, I got a bad report from the doctor. They shut down my company. The engine just fell out of my car. You know, God's going to supply all my needs. I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to figure it out. I like that. Psalm 25:12. There are those who fear the Lord. God will show them the path they should choose. If I fear God, it's going to show what I need to do. I don't know what to do. Well, then you need to pray God teach you to fear him. Why? Because those who fear God will know what to do. Well, there's a lot of benefits. Yeah. Psalm 31:19. How great is the goodness you have stored up for those who fear you. You lavish it on those who come to you for protection, blessing them before the world. What's God going to do? He wants to show off in me. God wants to show off in me and my children, my family, my marriage, my business. God's trying to show off. What's going to take? Well, I don't let any fear come in. What are you going to do? Well, I don't know, but God's going to show me. God's going to work this out. I'll give you just one more. I like this right here. Psalm 34:4. I prayed to the Lord, and he answered me. He feared me. He freed me from all my fears. My what? He freed me from all my fears. That ought to be in your refrigerator. What did God do? Yeah. Freed me from all my fears. All my fears.
Yeah.
All my fears. Psalm 34:7. The angel of the Lord is a guard and surrounds those and defends those who fear him. What happens when you fear God? The angels are around me right now. God promises it. If I fear God, the angels walk around me everywhere I go. What's going on? I don't know if there's angels around me. You can't see them, but I am surrounded. Right now, I am surrounded with the angels of God. Not one, multiple angels. Why? Because I fear God.
Yeah.
How do you know you fear God? I ask him twice a day, Father, teach me to fear you.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you almost kind of got this thing going. I'll give you a few more. I like this. God gives food to those who fear him. Psalm 111. What is it? I'll never be hungry. God promise to give me food. Psalm 112, verse 7. They do not fear bad news, Christians. We don't fear bad news. We confidently trust the Lord to care for us. Psalm 112. We are confident and fearless. We can face our foes triumphantly. You're going to have foes? Oh, yeah, you're going to have foes, but you can face them triumphantly. Whatever's going on, I'm going to win.
Yeah.
Whatever's going on, I'm going to win. Well, you just lost. No, events. I'm going to win. Whatever the devil steals, he has to pay back sevenfold. I give you three more. If the Lord is for me, I will have no fear.
Yeah.
I like that one. How joyful, Psalm 120, how joyful are those who fear the Lord. And so it's just, that's just a few. And there's pages.
Oh,
if you look it up, just this fear itself, it's of the devil. Who are you going, you afraid? No. I'm rolling all my cares over to him, or he cares for me.
Yeah.
The righteous are as bold as a lion, the wicked flee when nobody's even chasing them. And so you got to get it in you deep. So this is as a father, an older father who had young children for years, like constantly something come up, something come up. And all of a sudden you go several weeks, it's fine. All of a sudden somebody's afraid again and something happens again. I'm not going to make the team. I'm not going to get the scholarship. My boyfriend's going to break up with me. No, no, God's going to supply all your needs. God's ordering your steps, directing your paths. God loves you. God's awake all the time. He never goes to sleep. God's watching over you, so there's no fear. Perfect love casts out fear.
Yeah.
How do you have perfect love? I know God. God loves you just like I am, warts and all. I can run boldly to the throne of grace, get mercy up in time of need. And so what you need to do is you start feeding on scriptures about fear. And so get you a Bible, start in Proverbs 1, and read a proverb a day. Every proverb addresses something about fear.
Yeah.
Every proverb. And then you can go to Psalms, and man, you get lost there for several weeks, you know. All 100% some Psalms, like, it talks about fear all the time. Why? It's a weapon. It's an enemy. We've been given victory over it.
Yep.
So you got to get that in so deep, because the rest of your life, I don't care who you are, how old you are, whether you're in elementary school, junior high, high school, a business person, a business owner, hell's going to make a run at you.
Yep.
Hell cheats. It's going to make, and the first hell's entrance in is through fear.
Yep.
And the whole stories of the children of Israel, everything they went through, it's fear. Oh, we're not going to make it. We're going to be a slave the rest of our life. We're going to starve to death. We're going to get beat. We're going to die. We're going to steal our kids. They're going to steal our wife. And it constantly came out of their mouth, and God was always trying to show them, shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Quit talking like that. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. Call those things to be none. So all of a sudden, the fear thing, it's huge.
It is.
In today's world, media right now, if you want to find somebody afraid of, they're going to supply you. Listen, when I grew up, news was on 30 minutes a day from 5 to 5:30. Whatever's going on is bad. They only got 30 minutes to get to you. Well, today it's on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with 7 channels. News is on all the time. And it's bad. It's all bad news sales. Good news does not sell. Bad news sells. And so you realize something. The world's trying to grab you by the throat. So watch what you feed on, what you listen to, what you read, what you meditate on. And realize this. Get you a list of scriptures about fear.
Yeah.
They're all positive. I'm not fearing nothing and nobody. I belong to God. You can't mess with me, God. God's mine. I belong to God. I've been bought with a price. Yeah. The blood of Jesus bought and paid for me. So it'll get you wound up,
because
I've had to do it so many times, even today. You know, I'm going to be turning 70 this year. It's going to be a great year.
Yes, it is.
And so everything we do is like we're launching new stuff. We're going places we've never gone, doing things we've never done. How are you going to do this? Well, I'm not afraid.
Yep.
I'm not afraid. And that's what the righteous is bold as a lion. We're going to do something we've never done. How are you going to do it? I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's so true.
And let's just go ahead and take an offering.
Yeah, there we go. And, you know, one thing I've learned, too, with fear is it seems to always start in the imagination.
Oh, man.
And imagination is a powerful thing. You know, as a kid, you know, Joe, your wife, Angel, me and her son, when we were young, we loved – it was, like, back in early 2000s when, the prequels of the Star Wars were
coming
out. And we were always imagining that we were in that movie.
Come
we had on. Those plastic lightsabers, and we were fighting. We imagined we were those characters. And you almost get that feeling, like, I'm a warrior. Like, you're imagining it, you're feeling it, and we do that as kids. It's almost easy as children to use our imagination in that way. But then as we get older, we almost forget to use our imagination in a positive way, and we start our imagination gets hijacked by fear. It's always doubt. It's because we have life experiences. We had expectations that weren't met. Things have happened to us, so we allow our imagination to now be corrupted, and now the only thing that we use it for is not for positive things or to imagine, you know, good outcomes. We are always imagining worst-case scenario.
You know, there's cities in our country today under violent attack, buildings being burned, people protesting. And there's cities in our country today where nothing's happening. Everybody's eating in a restaurant, having a good time, going on vacation. It's a big world.
Yeah.
Every individual, every community, every city makes a decision. What are y'all going to welcome in here? What are you going to resist? And the devil has to be resisted. Yeah. You don't resist it, it'll come in there and camp out, and it won't leave. There's certain cities in our country been on the news for over a year. There's still violence in that same city for over a year. Do you not have any police? Do you not have any military? What are you doing? Other cities don't have this problem. Why do you have this problem? What makes you so unique? Because you're not resisting it. If you don't resist the evil, it's going to consume you. And it's just real simple.
Yeah.
Well, it's more complicated. No, it's not complicated. It's very simple. The devil's a liar, a thief, and a murderer. He'll steal everything he can from you if you don't resist him.
Yeah.
So that's us.
Even, you know, when it comes to renewing our mind, I believe an aspect of that is renewing our imagination.
Whoa.
You know, I always go back to this. When Jesus was on the boat with the disciples, before they went, he said, we're going to make it to the other side. He set the expectation.
Yep.
He almost gave them a promise. We're going to make it to the other side. So what does he do? He just believes what he said is going to come to pass.
Yep.
He didn't need there not to be calm waters. He didn't need there not to be a storm. He just knew whatever he said was going to happen.
Yep.
So he went into the boat and he fell asleep.
Yep, he
well,
did.
Then the wind started picking up. The waves started increasing. The water started coming in the boat. So what did the disciples do? Instead of remembering what Jesus said, they started trusting in their imagination and what they were seeing. So they started imagining, we're going to die. This is it.
Yeah.
And you know what happens is when your imagination, when you start experiencing fear like that, happens, you start experiencing as if you really are going to die. You start getting increased blood pressure.
Oh,
your anxiety goes up. Your heart rate increases.
Yep.
To the point, if you're not careful, you'll actually question the character of God. Think about this. They went and woke Jesus up when he was asleep on the boat because they had been imagining, this is it, we're done. They woke him up and they said, Master, do you not care?
Do you not care we're dying? You don't care we're drowning here?
We're going to die. And so this is the same Jesus they had been around that had been showing love to all the people, doing miracles, providing for people. But what they were imagining was going to happen, what they were fearing was going to happen, caused them to question the character of God, who had proven time
over
and time
and over and
again
and over
that he was good and that what he said would happen.
It's in a one-time thing. Every day you get to resist the devil. Every day you get to believe God. Every day.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do today? Well, I think I might get up and just read a proverb and keep my mouth shut. If I'm going to say something, make sure it's good.
Yeah.
I am the redeemed of the Lord, and God
yes.
says so. He's going to supply all my need today.
Yeah.
I'm showing divine favor people like me that don't even know why, Psalm 512. Start saying what God says, not what you're thinking. Because your brain, the Bible says, think on these things, whatever's lovely, honest, just, praiseworthy, good, poor. Think on these things. Don't think on those things. God says, what are you doing? Well, you're thinking stupid. Quit thinking stupid. I think we're going to go under. Is there a scripture on that? That's not go under. Psalms 1:1. No, it's not in the Bible. God said we'd be overcomers more than a conquerors. It's right the opposite.
Yeah.
And so the devil's attacking the word of God. From the Garden of Eden on down, the devil's always attacking the word of God.
Yeah.
Adam and Eve, God is attacking the word of God. Are you sure God said? Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. Well, then say so. Make up a song. Sing to yourself. Psalm, spiritual song. Making melody in your heart to the Lord. Sing what God said, not what you're thinking. So the way you shut your brain down is get your mouth open. Now, I've taught years when we did psychology 101 in college, but I learned something. You get your mouth moving, your brain has to follow. But if you're sitting there with your mouth shut, your brain's going to run places it shouldn't go.
That's so true.
You're just going to think things you should. So just get your mouth open. Father, I just want to thank you. You work all things out to my good. You stream in divine favor. With long life, are you going to satisfy me and show me your salvation? Now, guys, I've dealt with, I had a daughter that was diagnosed with spinal meningitis when she was, 18 months old. Also, we run to the hospital, and the doctors come out. Wonderful Christian doctors. Joe, I've got to give her a 50-50 chance to live because people were dying from this. What do you mean? My baby, I was at church. I left my baby at home. My wife's coming for the second service. It's my 18-month-old baby. What'd she do wrong? Nothing. There's a devil. He hates everybody. He hates old people and babies. He hates everybody. So for 10 days, we're in the hospital. They're telling me my baby's going to die. And so all I could think was, I got to say what God says. People said, you feel anything? I didn't feel nothing. All I want to say was, my baby will live and not die. My baby will live and not die. My baby will live and not die. It was roach. You feel me? I didn't feel nothing. I just said, my baby will live and not die. So all of a sudden, they come back after a day and a half. Well, she's going to live, but she's going to be mentally retarded. It's done some damage to her brain. I didn't say a word. They left, and I said, my baby has the mind of Christ. My baby's got the mind of Christ. So 2 days later, they come back. Hey, her brain's fine, but she's lost hearing in both ears. And that's one of the things that happened with spinal meningitis. We have to get her fitted with special hearing aids. And then they left. I said, my baby has the ear of the learner. My baby has the ear. And so for 3 days, I said that. They came back after 10 days. Well, Joe, we can't find anything else wrong with her. I guess you can take her home. For 10 days, I'm in intensive care with my baby. Hell is making a run at me. She's going to die. She's going to be mentally retarded. She's going to be deaf. Boom, boom. Hell doesn't play fair. Hell cheats. Don't think hell's afraid of it. It's a spoken word of God.
Yeah.
Until you start saying it, it ain't going to happen. No, I'm going to say what God says.
Yep.
Till when? Till Jesus comes to get me. I'll say what God says.
Yep.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the weak stand strong. Well, I don't see any strength. Well, you got to say it first.
Yeah.
God inhabits praise. God inhabits praise. And so it's a lesson that's hard to learn, but once you learn it, I know where God is. God's in my mouth, in my heart, and I'm going to bring him on the scene.
Yeah.
So children of Israel, many times, what are we going to do? We're being attacked by an enemy. So he says, what are we going to do? We're going to put the singers out front. We're going to go out and meet them. We're going to put the praise worshipers out front. Well, it's a big army. You're outnumbered 10 to 1. Well, we're going to put the singers out front. You worship guys, get on down here. We're going to put you right out front. And so by the time they got to the enemy, all the enemy killed themselves. The whole enemy, they're all dead. They killed each other. What gave them victory? Worship.
Yep.
Thanking God. There's so many stories in the Bible where God did it over and over and over. God inhabits praise.
It's so true.
Not complaints, not gripes, and not fear.
Yeah.
And so it's a weapon. It's not just a nice idea. It's the weapon. God gave us a weapon and told us we were to succeed and overcome, be more than a conqueror. But somebody's got to open their mouth and say so. I redeemed the Lord, and I'm going to say so.
Yeah.
That simple.
And even, when Jesus said we're going to the other side, he spoke that out. He was giving the expectation, and that's what we have to do. We cannot be silent Christians.
Nope.
That you just become passive. You're just whatever life throws at me, I'm going to absorb. I'm going to try to handle it. God will get me through it. But we're on offense. I love Joshua 1:9. It says, meditate on the book of the law day and night. Why? And it's going to give you good success, but why do we do that? Because the reality is we're meditating all the time, whether we know it or not.
Yeah, whether we know it or not. You're thinking about something.
You can't stop there. And Joe's been talking about this, and this is a huge key. When you're thinking about something, if you're feeling fear come upon you, if you're imagining worst-case scenario, you need to go find a scripture right away that combats that thought. And you need to start speaking it out of your mouth, because the fear that you're experiencing is not reality, but you're still experiencing the motions as if it is.
You're feeling it.
Yeah. So you got to go find something. And what the amazing thing is when you go find that scripture and you start speaking it out, and if you're in a financial situation and you're under a lot of pressure.
Oh, will that be you?
Maybe one of you guys. You go find that scripture that says, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. When I see that and I start speaking it out, I need to then allow my imagination to start imagining what that looks like.
Yep.
All my bills are paid.
All debt free.
I am debt free.
I owe nobody nothing.
I have more than enough.
Woo!
I have too much. I got to give it away. I've got to support missionaries. I got to give more tithes to my church. I got to find a way to give it out. I got to be a blessing to my family.
The hell will send people by, well, you live in La La Land. No, I live in God.
But
Christ.
That's so true, though, and they will come against you. But the cool thing about your imagination, if you start speaking that out, you're going to start seeing it in your mind's eye,
yep.
And you're going to actually start feeling the positive emotions as if you that was already the case.
God has allowed you to determine your future.
Yeah.
I set poor life, death, blessing, curse, and God said, you choose. I think I'll choose life, God. If I had a choice, I didn't know I had a choice. I just thought I had to take whatever came at me. No, you get to choose.
Yeah.
I'll choose life. I think I'm going to choose long life. I'm going to choose blessing.
Yeah.
I'm going to choose divine favor. People like me not even know why. I think I'll choose that.
Yeah.
I'll go right ahead, son.
That is so true. And guys, we just want to encourage you, if you don't know where to start, go find one scripture and start speaking it out. Joe actually gave you a whole list of them. And if you didn't have the chance to write one down, go rewind, listen to it. He gave you so many different scriptures that you can go to.
People say, how'd you start? 3x5 cards. Yeah. I went to a local bookstore and I bought a stack of 3x5 cards for $1. And I'd write a scripture down a 3x5 card and I'd carry it with me. And I had them just crinkle, wrinkle, wore out.
Yeah.
Why? I'm believing God in this one scripture. You know, when Peter's out there walking on the water and he's drowning, all he said was help, 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 and God answered him. It didn't have to be a long prayer.
No.
Just find the word of God. God watch over his word, so give him something to work with.
Yes.
Start saying what God says, not what you're feeling. Well, God said this, he's going to supply my need. I don't know how, but he said he's supplying my need. I don't know how it's going to happen, but God will supply my need. And you got to get it moving the right direction. What are you going to do? Well, I don't know, but God is going to supply my need.
Yep.
God loves to show off, and I'm a good person to show off in.
Absolutely. Amen. Absolutely. So, guys, we just want to thank you again. We believe that this message is going to help you walk free from fear.
Yes.
And, you know, the reality is there's always going to be the temptation to go into it, but you have been equipped by the Spirit of God within you and the Word of God to go through it, overcome it, and come out on the other side better than ever before. So, guys, thank you so much to all of you that are tuning in. If you're watching on Facebook or on Instagram or YouTube, be sure to share this with a friend. If you're listening to the audio version, again, you can find it on Spotify, Apple, Google, anywhere you listen to the audio version, and be sure to send that and also to subscribe. And a special thank you to all of our partners,
all of you
that give monthly. Joe, you know they are a huge impact.
You're the reason we're here, guys. We've traveled, we've done this for 27 years. We go to at least 60 churches a year, and we still do that, have a busy schedule. But then we got on, you know, podcasts and started, man, the internet's a huge thing. We went from reaching thousands to reaching millions. Last December, I think we reached 2.5 million people. Why? Because you enabled us to do this right here. We can sit in our studio and reach millions of people. And it is working. People respond all the time. We get letters and notes and emails. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for that word of positive thinking. You know, it's like, it's God. It's all God.
Yeah.
We just found God. We're just sharing God. That's all we're doing.
Yeah, so guys, we are so thankful for you. And we also just want to encourage you, go to joemcgee.com, and you can actually go see all the events listed that Joe is going to be preaching at. So if you're in the area that he's in, you should go listen to him, and because it's going to be a unique experience that's just power-packed, and you're going to laugh your head off. It's going to be a great time. So again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in for this episode of Live with Joe.
God bless. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.